Hello and welcome to the Wife Midwife Show. So, future brides, you think you're ready? How you doing today? So, since this is the first show, I would like to say, before we even get started, there's something that we have to do. There is a big elephant in the room that we need to take care of, ladies. Future brides, there is something that is going on right now that needs to be taken care of. All right, are you ready? This part, I will need your full, undivided attention. Yes, I need your attention because I need you to repeat after me. So are you ready? I am having a great day. Did she just say that? I did. Let's do it again. You have to repeat. I am having a great day. Now you may say, well, Miss Wife Midwife, I am not having a great day. Well, I hear you. But if you repeat it after me, you'll feel better. I am having a great day, despite of whatever your date looks like. If you tell yourself that you are having a great day, guess what? Eventually, you will actually have a great day. So, I am having a great day. Well, thank you for all who participated and the ones who didn't participate. Well, I'll get you next time. But at least you know that from now on, every time you come and listen to this show, you know you're going to have to repeat after me. Okay? So, thank you for stopping by. I am so grateful that you're here. This is the first show. I wanted everything to be perfect before I start the show. However, God was like, girl, won't you just go ahead and just do what I tell you to do? So this is the first show. And I just wanted to stop by and say hello. I am Kathleen Victor, the Wife Midwife. I help future brides to get prepared and equipped for marriage, long-lasting marriage in the Lord. But first, we got to roll up our sleeves, ladies, and get to work. So this show is about me helping you in the process of where you are at right now, helping you mentally, helping you to release some baggages that you've been carrying, helping you to see some habits that you've been operating in. Helping you to release some of these booze that's been around for a very long time that are kind of dusty, that needs to go. Helping you to clear out your closet spiritually. Helping you to hear what the Lord has to say to you. You know, those details. Helping you to say yes to your process. Helping you to see there is a better tomorrow for you. So, this is what this show is going to be consist of. And so I just wanted to stop by and just say hello. And I can't wait to hear from you. So we don't have to actually do a first topic today because today was just an introduction. But my email is thewifemidwife@gmail.com. My Facebook is Kathleen Victor, the Wife Midwife. My Instagram is Kathleen, Kathleen dot Victor, Victor. Kathleen, Kathleen dot Victor. But you'll also see that on this page right here. So again, I just thank you for stopping by. And remember, ladies, he's not here yet because he is in his slumber. Sleep. Homeboy is sleeping. But until then, let's get you ready, right? Because if you get ready and you stay ready, you won't have to get ready when he gets here, right? You stay ready, you won't have to get ready. So ladies, are you ready to roll up your sleeve and get to work? Because that's my job. So if you are willing and wanting to be married, then this is the podcast for you. You want to come on whenever you see me come, whenever you see this, whenever you see me drop a podcast, make sure you get your pen, your paper, or do what you need to do, because you will have to take notes. And also, there's homeworks. This is homework. I mean, how are you going to do this process if you don't do the work, right? So thank you so much, ladies, for coming by. I'm so excited to get to know you. I'm so excited to hear from you. This is an interaction type of podcast, meaning I need to hear from you. I need to hear your thoughts, your opinions, what was going on in your heart. Why are you where you're at in life? What's going on with you? I want to hear about you, girl. Make sure you email me and let me know. Reach out to me and let me know. So I just thank you. And so, like I said, this is the first podcast. I'm just introducing myself. Until next time, remember, you're having a great day. Don't roll your eyes at me. You hear me? You're having a great day. And thank you again, ladies. Until next time. Bye, beauties. Hello, future brides. It's me again, Kathleen Victor, the wife midwife. So, future brides, you think you're ready? Huh? Are you ready? Welcome back to my show. I am so excited to be here. And last week, as you heard, I introduced myself and introduced what the show is about. And also, there is something that we must do before we get on with whatever we were going to talk about, right, future brides? So what is that something? All you have to do is repeat after me. You are having a great day. Yes, girl, I get it. You are stuck in traffic. Oh my God, those children were getting on your nerves. Your boss was getting on your nerve. Oh, everything was just so super duper long today. I get it. It's really hot, or it's really cold, or it's raining. Like in Florida right now, it's bipolar. I get it. Girl, I get it. But guess what? You are having a great day. So if you set your mind to what you are saying, then eventually it just lines up. So you're having a great day. So you have to repeat after me. I mean, I'm not just saying it. You have to repeat after me. So go ahead. You are having a great day. I am having a great day. So thank you for participating. And again, the ones who participated, thank you. And I know that you're going to have a great day. The ones who didn't participate, guess what? Girl, I still got you next time. But I planted a seed in your heart, though, so it's too late. Welcome back, future brides, to episode 2 of the Wife Midwife Show. As you know, or if you're a new listener, this show is about future brides who are ready and willing and accepting God's process for their lives and wanting to get married. So my job is to help you to get prepared and equipped for a long lasting marriage in the Lord. So I started this podcast. I mean, I was supposed to start a while ago, but you know how we get, ladies. We want everything to be perfect. We want to have the proper this and the proper that and the proper this. And God is like, could you just go ahead and just do what I tell you to do? Thanks. So I'm here now just doing what God is telling me to do. So welcome to episode 2. So today I just came by quickly to ask you a question. And my question that I have for you, future brides, is, so when you're going to a store, let's say you're going to a grocery store, like Publix, my favorite store, right? Walmart. Me and Walmart, we have it's very complicated. Like our relationship is complicated, right? Like we're just, one day we love each other, one day we don't. So it's complicated. But let's just say you're going to a grocery store. A question to you, future brides, as you're going to that grocery store, Do you leave your wallet and your cards and your money and your coins? Do you leave them at home? Or do you take them with you? If you leave your wallet and your card and your money at home, what would happen when you get to the store? Now, I know you're wondering, what kind of question is that? Duh, everybody goes to the store with their wallet and their money. Duh. Okay. So if that is your answer to my question, then the next question would be, why is that you're wanting to get married, yet you're not preparing yourself ahead of time? You're not getting yourself equipped for what you're asking God for. Because you just answered, duh, I would go to the store with my keys and my wallet and my money. Like, who goes to the store without them? I mean, you don't get things for free. Come on, the wife midwife. Like, what kind of question is that? So, if that is truly your answer, then I would have to repeat what you just said by saying, what kind of question is that that you're asking God to be married, you're desiring to be married, yet you're not prepared or equipped for it? You're not bringing what you need to bring, and you're not equipped for what you need to be equipped for. Before building any house, any property, one needs to have a proper engineering. One needs to have a proper land to build that house. So there's a preparation stage. There's a preparation moment that happens, right? So are you prepared and are you equipped? Because prepared and equipped are two different things. You can actually be prepared and not be equipped. Or you can be equipped and not be prepared. Now, you need both. So on this show right here, I will teach you on different ways to get prepared and equipped. But it's not, I will let you know, future brides, this is not the podcast for the five steps or of how to catch your boo. But it is the show of the five steps of having a long lasting marriage in the Lord. And it's not a surface type of show. This is the show where you're going to dig deep. We're going to get some roots unrooted. We're going to leave some baggages at God's feet. We're going to go into the inner pain and get those areas healed. We're going to find out our bad habits. We're going to find out if we have issues that are still open. We're going to find out different things about ourselves, why we do what we do, so that you could get equipped and prepared. So again, ladies, will you go into a store without the proper things to purchase what you need to purchase? Because if you do go into Publix with no money, girl, I just want to let you know in advance, you're walking back out with nothing. Okay? You're not going to have anything in any bags. As a matter of fact, they won't even give you a bag. Okay? So you have to be prepared and equipped if you want the process. If you don't, then that's a different story. But if you do, it is beyond you to just get prepared and equipped. So when dude finally gets here, you know, when he finally gets here, you could say, all right, been ready. Where you been at? You know? So thank you, ladies, for coming on and listening. And like I said, this is the second show. So from the first show, I stated that this podcast, we will have homework. So in the beginning, I gave you some questions. So go back and write them down. Like, Write them down, because we're going to go deep into your space. Oh yeah, I'm going to be all in your space. So let's get yourself ready and ask God, you know, what are some of the things that he really wants you to work on? And we're going to touch them all one at a time. So beautiful future brides, thank you again for stopping by and listening to this quick this quick podcast. I'm not going to edit anything, because sometimes there's a rawness, you know, in things. And I know I tend to sometimes want everything to be like perfect before I move. And God is saying, no, not now. So right now, you're just going to get what you have. You're just going to get what I'm giving you right now, because that's all I have. That's what God is using me to do. And that's what I'm doing. So ladies, I'm excited for you, and I hope you're excited for you. Thank you again for coming on. And as usual, you are having a great day. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Girl, stop rolling your eyes at me. Yes, you are. Yeah. Lady, ma'am, stop rolling your eyes at me. You're having a great day, okay? A great day. Remember, your words matters. You're having a great day. So again, thank you. Until next time. Bye, beauties.